Harper One and Harper Audio present Sit, Stay, Heal, What Dogs Can Teach Us About Living Well by Dr. Renee Al-Saraf. This is the author. Many names, identifying details, and some timelines have been changed to protect the privacy of individuals involved. To all those who have struggled but made it through, thanks to four legs, a wagging tail, and a warm, wet nose. I have found that when you are deeply troubled, there are things you get from the silent, devoted companionship of a dog that you can get from no other source. Doris Day. Scars are beautiful when we see them as glorious reminders that we courageously survived. Lisa Turkhurst. Introduction. For the past 29 years, I have worked as a veterinary oncologist. Basically, I treat animals with cancer, primarily dogs and cats, but sometimes an occasional ferret, rabbit, bird, or guinea pig. People always ask me, how can you do what you do? They think cancer in animals is too sad to be a full-time job. They are surprised to hear me say I experience much more happiness than sadness. I consult on cases, I provide chemotherapy, I offer radiation therapy, and I might even recommend surgery. I try to give pet parents realistic hope, another summer, or perhaps a few years of good quality time. It is an emotionally draining profession, yet it fills me right back up. Veterinary patients don't speak to us in words, and so veterinarians use empathy, along with laboratory tests, to find out what's ailing them and assist them in recovery. Even without words, animals make their feelings known, wagging their tails, giving us kisses, or perhaps growling and baring their teeth. When I can make them feel better, it makes me feel better. In fact, it makes me feel joy. Pets are amazing. Indeed, the word pet seems inadequate to describe the special role and deep bond that animals have with their human families. They provide unconditional love when the world feels harsh. We rely on them and even lean on them. I am fortunate enough to see this human-animal bond in its deepest forms. The power of that bond transcends money, age, and race, and it is without judgment. In some instances, a relationship with a pet may be the only circumstance in which a person feels completely comfortable and loved. There is no shame with an animal, no reason to put on a front. Our four-legged companions accept us as we are and understand much more than we generally give them credit for. Some people, however, do not know this bond, or maybe they don't understand it, or perhaps they haven't allowed themselves to feel it. Such non-animal people will chastise the devoted pet owner, asking, "How can you spend that kind of money to treat a dog's cancer when you could just get another dog?" Sadly, I have been asked that question numerous times, but animal people understand the truth. Our pets are not replaceable. They are not appliances. They're living, breathing, innocent beings who fill a role in our lives, in my life. In the veterinary world, happy dogs go right on being happy when they're first diagnosed. They chew on their bones, bark at the mail carrier, and continue to try to sneak up on the sofa, even if they are not supposed to be up on furniture. It is their human family who struggles to deal with the emotions of their pet's condition. I've sat with many families, counseling them through their love and their grief, focused on the mortality of their beloved animal. Their pets never understand why their human is so sad. We're told that we're different from animals. Some would even say superior to them. We have a conscience, and we can think as well as feel. Perhaps, though, we could take a cue from the four-legged among us. All cats and dogs live in the moment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?